This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Victoria on the air with our uniqueness. We all are uniques. Uniques.
Not uniques.
Uniques. We're uniques. Hello, it's Monday, 22nd of August, two-thirds of the way through the month of August. Powerful new moon last week. Changed a lot of people's lives or focus in their life. I am sorry to report to you that Mercury go retrograde at the end of the week for 3 weeks, and that'll kind of follow things up a little bit. Let's look at the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. I'm trying to figure out what the real story is with tea. Tea for two.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, you're cranked up today. Did you get a lot of tea this weekend?
He's on pure sugar. He ate too much ice cream.
I had a lot of ice cream.
That makes sense.
Okay, so tea. I think we talked last week about tea being green tea, not good for you. So a lot of buzz around green tea, and now there's some buzz on white tea and the Teatox blend that a lot of celebrities are endorsing. There's one kind of tea that you ought to drink every day. It's red tea. Rooibos. Rooibos.
Rooibos. I thought it was Rooibos. Was it Rubio? Oh, I always call it Rubios.
Rubios.
That's what it looks like.
Rooibos. 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 A lot of health benefits. People are starting to recognize naturally caffeine-free, naturally sweet, eliminating the need for extra sugar sweeteners. I've never even heard of this before. Never.
I bought three boxes yesterday at Wegmans.
Did you?
Yes.
It's like a red. Yeah, it's like a red color tea. It is
really good delicious.
For blood pressure.
What does it taste like?
If you've ever had red zinger, you know, like that red. If you've ever had red zinger herbal tea, it tastes similar to that. It's not a berry flavor. It's a.
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask if it was fruity because a lot of the.
It's a little fruity, but it's not berry. It's kind of a. It's very delicious. It's very easy to drink. Yeah,
you don't have to have
really
it. It has magnesium in it, which is very important for your heart, your electrical system, your brain, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Rooibos. Rooibos. All right, so now you're supposed to, that's what I love about science. Green tea was supposed to be it. Drink as much green tea as you can, you'll live forever. Now, apparently, green tea is on the outs, and this stuff is on the ins. I have a green tea supplement capsules, and I just sort of put
them
back.
I love green tea. I drink a lot of it.
Do you?
Yeah. Green tea's great. I mean, I love the rooibos tea because it has, I didn't even realize, I saw this on Dr. Oz literally years ago, and he was talking about this tea, and he said everyone should be drinking this. It fights inflammation, which is the root of so many diseases plaguing America right now.
Yeah. Inflammation is anything, inflammation is the basic nature of disease. When you are inflamed, when anything is inflamed, that's disease.
He was saying back then that it has so many, it fights free radicals. I mean, it has so many health benefits. And even the magnesium part of it, like you just mentioned, Doug, and the phytonutrients, it actually helps with new bone development. So as people get older and you start losing bone density, this tea can actually help rebuild that. So there's a lot of benefits.
Old men everywhere running to the shelves.
Old men everywhere, yeah. But it's delicious.
Tea again!
Yeah, red tea.
Red
so
tea.
I'm going to cold brew it and just leave it in my fridge and just drink it throughout the day.
There you go. Round of applause for the new tea. Tea for two. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, shall we finalize dispatching the Ryan Lochte story? The fact that he over-exaggerated. Isn't that redundant?
Lied. He lied.
Exaggerated.
But what he did was an over-exaggeration, for sure.
No. He said, my bad, when he told everybody he was robbed. But you see, this has become... Why is it a major international incident? Give me a break. It's not a major international incident at all.
You know what I think that the deal is that when you become an Olympian, you become a representative for your country.
Yeah.
And Americans already have sort of a terrible reputation throughout the world of being...
The ugly Americans.
Jerks, right?
Right.
Yes.
And so if you sign this code of ethics and you're supposed to represent the country, don't go out and get so drunk that you actually kick in a door so you can go tinkle. I mean, it's like, come on, man.
And then he even admitted that when he did the first interview with Billy Bush, he was still drunk. Like, I mean, how drunk do you have to be that the next morning when you're talking to people, you're still drunk from the night before? Jeez.
Silliness. All right, so anyway, the important thing is he's dyed his hair back to brown, so now he's going to be normal again.
That'll help.
Yeah, it helps a lot. All right, I'd like to be done with that, frankly. I think that we're so proud, or ought to be, of all the Americans who did so well.
Yes.
Lots of records broken, lots of really great accomplishments, both the men and the women. I especially think the women did an extraordinary job in a lot of the areas where they did not shine before, when they'd be competing against Russians on things, the heavy sports where the strength.
Well, now we know why we weren't doing so well, because they were all doped up, and we weren't.
All doped up. Yep, yeah. So just think about how good they were. Think about how proud we are of them, and let's leave it at that. Let's forget all this other trash about Lochte and his foolishness. The news media be damned when it comes to that story. Here's another story that the news media is messing with. There's a lady named Crystal Moore who's running for a sheriff, let's see, where is this, Palmetto County in South Carolina. She's running, the first woman to ever run for sheriff, and she's gay. So the locals, this is so frustrating. Why don't we just leave this stuff alone? The only reason I'm telling you this story is because I'm disgusted at the way the news media and the locals, some of them, are flipping this around. You know, never mind that she's a woman, but a gay woman in South Carolina, that's got to take some kind of balsam to stand up and run for an office like that. I hope she wins. But
Crystal Moore. The local press is ripping her apart because
she's gay. Of course they are a bunch of morons who are all worked up about the fact that they don't want no woman to be sheriff, never mind a gay woman. Huh? Can you imagine what will happen? That whole county will sink. There'll probably be a big sinkhole.
I know.
God will come down and fix you all. This is Palmetto County in South Carolina.
Everyone's going to start driving Subarus and adopting pit bulls. I mean, the world's going to come to an end with a gay.
You know, you told me that last Friday. Let's share that again. I had no idea that Subarus.
Let's share this stereotype.
Let's share me teasing my brother's girlfriend. Yeah. We were joking on Friday about non-GMOs and we were in Monsanto and things. And I said my brother's girlfriend attends anti-Monsanto rallies, and she drives a Subaru, and she has the no GMO sticker on the back of her Subaru, and she has two rescued pit bulls. And we always joke that she would have been a really great lesbian if she weren't dating my brother.
Great.
But Subaru as a brand is the number one lesbian car. It really is. Like, you can Google the number one car lesbians drive.
Number one lesbian car. Check that out, Jennifer. Will you please?
This potential sheriff might drive
wait a minute.
Subaru.
I want to know, if that's the number one lesbo car, what's the number one gay guy car? What is it?
I don't know.
All right, let's look that up. We'll find out in a moment. Find out.
They have really good taste, so something sporty and cute.
Exactly. Yeah, right. 15 past the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line sales event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big wheeled Magna Bagger or the liquid cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built. Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans. You could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line, like a boss. Call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. A Quicken Loans refinance gives you the financial power to enhance your life and pursue your passion. Our passion is client service. Here's the proof. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
All right, so now I've been told to be politically correct and not refer to them as lesbo cars, but lesbian cars. So I'll take the lesbo out of lesbian. How did that? How do you suppose that started? Lesbo.
I don't know.
There's no equivalency for gay men, right?
Gay is already a pretty short word.
Yeah, it's a short.
I think people
one.
Just like to shorten one. Stuff.
That it? Okay.
People like nicknames.
Yeah. All right, anyway, the important thing here is to go through the list, the top five cars for lesbian women, and then the top five cars for gay men. Who wants to start? Jennifer, you got the lesbian lady cars, right?
I don't, actually, no.
Really?
I've got some lesbian lady cars.
Right. It's not part of this research team, I'm sorry.
All right, do you want me to do the big voice announcer, or you want to just do them?
It's up to you.
Number five.
On the ultimate lesbian car list, the Honda CR-V. It comes in at number five. That's a small SUV from Honda. It's a crossover.
Number four.
The Ford F-150. Which I think, Doug, don't you have an F-150?
I do, as a matter of fact. I have an F-150, an F-250, an F-350.
Are you going to try to tell us something, Dougie?
No.
Is this how you're going to make an announcement?
No. Uh-uh. Okay, keep going. Number three.
It's Jeep Wrangler.
I drove a Jeep Wrangler last week for a rental car. Ooh.
There you go.
Ooh. I just sold my Jeep Wrangler, so maybe I need to look within.
Number two.
This is the Subaru Forester. Martina Navratilova is actually the spokesperson for the Subaru Forester. Yes?
She's not gay, is she?
What?
Number one.
Then the number one is the Subaru Outback.
Okay. On gay guys, what's number five?
I had that other list. Number five was, what was number five? I lost that page. Right. Oh, number five was, there was in the top five, there were three different Volkswagen brands or models.
All right. Number two.
What was number two? The Audi R8.
Yeah. Right. Number one most popular car with gay guys is?
The Volkswagen Jetta.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know any gay guys that drive those.
Oh, and also in the top five was the Mercedes-Benz E-Class.
Right. Okay, yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah, so it was three Volkswagens, an Audi, and a Mercedes.
By the way, the reason I say that, most of the gay men and lesbian women I know are very successful. They make a lot of money. They do well at their jobs, and they have a lot of disposable income. Matter of fact, so there, we can all learn some good lessons from the way they, the ones that I know well, put themselves into their tasks. 21 after the hour.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Well, he died for causes that still make you wonder what in the world was he thinking. Over the weekend, the doctor examining what was in those pills said the medications that killed Prince contained the synthetic opioid fentanyl. There's nothing I've ever heard about this that makes me think there's anything good to it. 50 times stronger than heroin. 50. And it was falsely labeled.
Like, they used that to mix into other drugs,
yeah.
And he was just taking it.
Ugh. Straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And they weren't labeled correctly. So I'm wondering if there isn't some kind of quasi-murder or manslaughter or something here. He didn't know what he was taking. It would appear. That's what I get out of this. What do you get out of it?
Maybe he didn't want it labeled properly because he didn't want people to know what he was doing, perhaps.
Really? You think it was his choice?
I don't know.
Times stronger than heroin?
I agree. But he was seen outside of that drugstore. I mean, he was on a drug walk for sure. I mean, at the end of his life, according to most reports on that plane ride that he took where he had that health problem, he died on that plane ride.
They gave him
the
kill shot.
Jump start.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the sad truth is he was so highly addicted that he just kept chasing the next high, and now he was at this level that his body just couldn't take anymore, and it's so sad.
Yeah. Anyway, 104 pounds or something when he died?
Yeah.
Nothing, skin and bones. How do you sustain yourself in that way?
Yeah.
All right, next up, Jennifer's faves, the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
I want you back.
Oh, yeah.
So,
are you seeing them soon, Jen? Or are you going to see the Vegas?
I want to see the Backstreet Boys in Vegas, but
But they haven't started that yet, right?
No, and I'd love for NSYNC to get back together. Like, for my birthday, that'd be cool.
Okay. The fellow who was their manager, Lou Pearlman, died over the weekend. He was in prison. Not a great guy. I don't understand why we're making so much of this. It's nice to have NSYNC music and Backstreet Boys. I saw a big headline yesterday about this scumbag Pearlman. Why are we underscoring him? This was a bad guy.
Well, he was a Ponzi scheme type guy, but he discovered all these bands, and Justin right. Timberlake and all the guys from Backstreet Boys, they were tweeting up a storm yesterday, so it was they all had mixed emotions. Yeah, pretty
Lance
much all
Bass
of them said that.
He may have not been a stand-up businessman, but I wouldn't be doing what I love today without his influence. So there's something. Timberlake said, I hope he found some peace. And then there was Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC, said mixed emotions right now, but rest in peace, Lou. Apparently he didn't like so much. Yeah, it was a $500 million Ponzi scheme
yeah.
he was running. What was he trying to get people to do with their money?
Sure, exactly what he was doing. Yeah, maybe it was real estate or something. I don't remember.
Really?
But everyone he signed ended up suing him to get away from him because he had signed some really bad deals for these artists
and took their money and ran it. That's what I thought the problem was.
That
he
did do
their
that,
money,
then,
like
yes.
Bernie Madoff, and
yeah.
invested in bad stuff and put, you know, 10% of the everything he sold, he put in his own pocket. So, all right, let's get to the Monkees news. Mikey Nesmith announced on his Facebook page he's going to do one more show with Mickey Dolenz and Peter Tork on their 50th anniversary tour. It'll be in Los Angeles at the Pantages Theater September 16th. Now,
let's go.
I was thinking I may be in L.A. With this lawsuit that I'm involved in, so maybe we ought to see if we can find some tickets to this gen.
That would be fun.
Yeah. This will be the third time he's performed with Dolenz and Tork on the tour. He met him in New York City, and he was on stage with him in Monterey earlier. So this will be kind of fun. I went to see the Monkees perform in Boston. I don't think we were impressed particularly with them at this point. But it would be nice to see Michael Nesmith with them, see how it sort of flushes out. 28 past the hour, music news here.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, as a behaviorist, I'm often asked questions by my listeners saying, Warren, my dog is behaving in a certain way. What about medication? You know, there is a place for medication in terms of behavior, but it's always a good idea for veterinarians to work with behaviorists at the same time. For example, just recently I was working with a dog that never had any aggression problems whatsoever. All of a sudden, the owners started realizing the dog was becoming more aggressive. So before I even started any behavioral work with the dog, I suggested that they take the dog to their veterinarian and have a checkup, a physical checkup, specifically check the thyroid. Well, the veterinarian checked the thyroid. It was totally off kilter. The dog was put on medication. In conjunction with the medication and some behavior work for me, the dog is absolutely fine, no more aggressive tendency. So if you notice any change in behavior with your dog or cat, your first trip to the veterinarian, then your veterinarian working with the behaviorist can help resolve those problems. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
When I hear your voice, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air on the Monday program. The good news is that the Fed feels that it's close to hitting the job numbers and inflation targets. At least the vice chairman of the Fed said over the weekend that he, this is the guy who runs the Kansas City version of the Federal Reserve. So he says, this guy's name is Stanley Fisher. He said that the Federal Reserve has done what it was supposed to do. I didn't know they did anything. Did you? except
I'm
a lot
so
of noise.
Confused by that whole thing. Yeah.
What do they do?
I don't know.
They talk a lot.
And they preside over a meeting every once in a while. It's kind of weird.
Right. But they've done it. Economic Policy Symposium going on this weekend. It looks like, actually all week, I guess it culminates on the 28th. And so with that information, there's low inflation. We have good job numbers. So isn't that good news? I suppose you'd interpret it that way. But is it because of them? That's always what there are a lot of people who just hate. I don't like that word. They hate the Fed. Think they're the enemy.
I always feel like they're sort of the Punxsutawney Phil of the government, you know? Like, it's every, once
well,
a year
part
they
part of the
it,
government. Even right, though they well, get appointed by the president.
Yeah.
What is it?
But, like, once a year, no one knows what they do. No one knows if the groundhog sees a shadow. But once a year, they come out, and then they go, we're either raising the interest rates or we're not. And that's it's like once
times
a year.
But then the news media becomes lapdogs for them, and they say, well, the Fed's going to do this, or they're going to do that. And then, you know, down the road, everybody forgets about it. Why does it make a difference? Your daily life is not impacted by this.
Well, the interest rate kind of impacts us.
That does. Right. Yeah. But they're all their jawboning. That doesn't either have inflation or you don't have inflation. One way or the other. But these people are such pontificators.
I prefer a little inflation, by the way. I prefer to be a little inflated.
Do you really? Good for you. Congratulations.
I like to pump them up every once in a while.
All right. So the flooding is over. The governor of Louisiana says now this will become a political zone. Donald Trump was there over the weekend. And although I think at first a lot of people thought this was a photo op, apparently the visit actually brought attention to the situation. We were talking about how much the smells. Oh, my God. What a mess. Meanwhile, the president, who was on vacation last week, and that was more important apparently than going to. And I don't even know what these guys. Okay, so the president goes, Trump goes, maybe Hillary goes. So what happens? The one thing that I think came out of this that we just said, it brings attention to what's going on there so that they can get the various charities to go in and do their work, and FEMA's in there digging around.
And I think that's important because I don't know about you guys, but when Katrina hit, it was the news media coverage just 24/7 in Katrina, with Katrina. With this flooding in Baton Rouge, I hear that it was even worse for them than Katrina was, and we're still not seeing as much of the image. I don't know. When I'm watching the news, and I have it on quite a bit, I don't see the media coverage anywhere near the level it was during Katrina. I don't know what the difference is, but, I mean, I guess it would help them raise awareness if somebody's talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so. All right, let's talk about the Japanese leadership. Let's see, the husband and wife of Japan, the First Lady and the President of Japan, the Prime Minister, I'm sorry. The Prime Minister was, his name is Shinzo Abe. He represented Tokyo. They were in the Olympics, and because the next in 2020, the game's going to be in Tokyo, they take the torch and move it. And the guy's dressed up as Super Mario. Do you see that?
No.
That explains, because I looked up the Olympics.
You didn't
Olympics
know who it was, did you?
No,
you
and
saw
it said
Super
the
Mario, and you didn't know who it was.
Yeah, it said the highlight of the closing ceremony was Super Mario. And I said, what? What does that have to do with Rio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Japanese Why did
Prime
he
Minister
do that?
He jumped out of a pipe. And he posed as
Mario.
Super Mario is a plumber.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Pretty
Yeah, that's stuff. Right. Yeah, that's yeah. right. That's
Meanwhile, cool. his wife is in Hawaii, and she went
hiding.
yeah, right.
Going, yeah, that's my husband up there. I don't want anyone to know I'm married to him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she placed flowers and stood in silence and then offered a prayer at the Pearl Harbor Memorial, and apologized for what the Japanese did 75 years ago. That was pretty interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Wasn't the Prime Minister the one who said that he wouldn't apologize, or that he wasn't going to visit the Pearl Harbor site, so his wife did instead?
That's what he said, his wife instead.
Right. Because I think Obama apologize and got a bunch of heat for it or something, and then
I'm pretty sure he said that he wouldn't apologize for... Yeah.
Here's
there was some, there was Yeah, there was some.
But
there was
no,
some,
Jen's
like,
right. There was something. I just don't remember exactly what it was. Yeah.
There's always that. Speaking of hullabaloo, there's another
I almost just said there was
America's
hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo. And, hullabaloo. The city of Chicago report over the weekend that their public housing is fed with pipes full of lead. So here we go. There are 1,000 residents of the main complex that have been told they have to move out because the city has determined that they can't do anything except destroy the homes because of the lead contamination. The water, the lead paint that's there. That they just, what, somebody woke up on Saturday morning and said, let's go test for lead? And now they're going to tear down this whole, there are 1,000 units in this complex. Going to tear them all down.
Where are these people going to go? Why is Chicago?
Hello.
I mean, I know this is a very large question. Why is Chicago such a mess? I mean,
well, look at the leadership.
Yeah.
It always goes to leadership. Mm-hmm. The leadership
that guy
of that city.
How many times has he been reelected? Rahm Emanuel, the mayor?
Well, it's all politics. It's all who you know. He was terrible. He was a congressman and he was terrible. He was the political director and then the chief of staff for Obama for the first term.
Right.
Then he decided he wanted to be the mayor of Chicago, so he ran for mayor and he won. It's name, it's connections, it's all that sort of stuff. It's machine.
Chicago is notorious for
corruption and big machines.
Well, I mean, beyond the corruption, machines. The violence that Chicago has experienced.
Awful.
I mean, I've only been to Chicago a few times, and I thought it was
a
beautiful city.
Oh, my God. It's a wonderful city.
I had so much fun there, and I just thought it was gorgeous. But I would not go there right now unless I absolutely had to.
But it's no different than it has been. That's the thing. It's no different. It's been this way for decades.
It's a mess. It's
a horror show when it comes to that kind of stuff. And really, man. All right, what are we going to do? Can we do one more quickie here, and then Jennifer's got to do the television report. The folks at NASA announced over the weekend they're going to sell the space station. People say, huh? Yes.
I feel like, Doug, you would want to buy this.
I'd like to buy a piece of it. What they're going to do when they have another 8 years of the space station and they're going to cease operation. What for? Who knows why? I thought they were outfitting it. It could stay up there forever for the SpaceX crew. But now they're going to I think that they're going to try to sell it to SpaceX or to Boeing since they are resupplying the station now. And they need the structure for carrying crews beyond, they need the way station, kind of. Like, they need to go from Earth to the space station, then from the space station to the moon, and then from the moon on to Mars. That's probably the scenario.
If they're not able to sell it to another company, I know that they had said NASA said they didn't want it to just fall out of orbit. But
no.
if it falls out of orbit, does it come back to Earth, or does it just become space
Burns
junk?
Up. No, it'll burn up in the atmosphere.
Oh, okay.
So what they can do is they can retool it so that it stays up there. They have to put a drag on it to pull it up. So that it's now, I think it's 249 miles now above the Earth. It was started at 284, and it's come down 20-some-odd miles. And it just keeps, as it, for whatever the reason, that's a little close to the atmosphere. So there's a tug of gravity. If you get up to 400-plus miles, there's no tug of gravity. So, I can just imagine somebody putting a space tractor or something on it and dragging it up to a higher level.
Doug in
these
space
guys,
on a tractor with a helmet on. That's what I'm just picturing.
Well, but I mean, think about it. These people are capable of doing almost anything. And if they get it up to 400 miles, it's above the space junk for the most part. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that they're worried about because there's so much junk.
Yeah.
Floating around up there. You know that movie, was it Gravity? What was it called?
With Sandra Bullock.
And George Clooney. There is unbelievable amounts of space junk.
Isn't that amazing
level.
About human beings? Even in space, we have just junk and garbage
junk.
And waste.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We are really awesome at waste.
Oh, my God.
Well, they don't have landfills up there yet, so it's not totally our fault.
They could use the space station as a dump. It's 45 past the hour. Jennifer checks television news in a moment here.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe.
I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, 47 at the hour. Jennifer Horn is the person that I go to when I want to know about TV. Also, a quick news flash about the Southern California wildfires. The television coverage of that is scaring people, or is it sort of winding down? What do you sense when you hear the stories about the wildfires now?
You know, it's winding down a little bit, but here's the problem with this. The reason it is a little scary is that once they get one under control, then another one seems to pop up. And it's been a bad fire season. There's no way to mince words about that.
Yeah, all right, what's on tonight that's good?
96 homes lost in that Blue Cut fire. All right, tonight on TV, The Bachelor.
Wait, hasn't she picked the guy yet? I thought she
picked Bachelor in Paradise.
Aaron Rodgers. Bachelor in Paradise. The Bachelor and Bachelorette's candidates all go to an island. They find love or not. Yeah. You can watch that tonight. That's what I'll be doing. But there's also some reality shows for you to check out. Food Network star Kids. That one is kind of a cute one because they have the kids involved trying to become the next Food Network star. That's on the Food Network at 8. You can check that out. Adventure Capitalist, Dougie. I thought this would be right up your alley. That's at CNBC at 10 o'clock Eastern. And then if you just need some scripted good old-fashioned TV viewing, Major Crimes has a brand new episode to tickle your fancy.
I like
on
Major
TNT
Crimes.
At 10. Yeah.
But I'm not going to stay up until 10. It used to be on at 9. I could watch it. They'd play last week's at 8, and then they'd play the new one at 9. Now they're putting it on at 10. Well, I think Rizzoli and Isles is on last season, so they put that on first for whatever the reason. I thought that was an okay show for a while, but now it's just gotten tired. Angie Harmon is just tired. You're not an appealing character anymore. Aww. The other woman that's with her.
She says nothing but nice things about you.
I know. Well, I have everything. 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before the new hour.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Lived in England, was well known in the United States in the 70s. His first identity was as the spoon bender, but now most people find him to be such an amazing motivator. He's a paranormalist, and one of the things that we share in common is our love of animals, dogs, and other things of the nature. I think maybe sensitive people in general, Uri, don't you think sensitive people are more, and I don't mean this to, it's not a slight, it's just sometimes you're a little more conscious and the animals mean a little bit more to you. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, that's an interesting observation. I think that you are born an animal lover. I remember that I was only about 2 years old when my father brought a small puppy in a shoebox. He woke me in the middle of the night and he showed me the dog, and from that moment I just love dogs, and I love any animal. That's why I became a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, I'm as a dentist now, waiting for a hygiene, you know, once a year checkup, and I advise everyone listening to us to make sure you do take care of your teeth, because the teeth are connected to almost everything in your body, including your heart.
Yeah.
And the latest reports, you know, medical and dentistry reports come from medical professors in the field of hygiene, that if you have, say, an inflammation of the gum, it could travel down to your heart. And I think you knew that, right?
Yeah, right. Gum's very important. Not only to your heart, but all your body is connected. There are pressure points from your feet, believe it or not, in your gums. It's just everything there. If you don't have healthy gums, you're not going to be a healthy person, and vice versa. If you have healthy gums, you'll be a healthy person.
Yeah, this is why I do believe in acupuncture and in massages, because your whole body is almost a feng shui machine. Everything is connected.
Yeah.
And but anyhow, in the little lobby where I'm waiting, there is a guide dog. A blind man is inside, and the dog is just so friendly. And see, dogs are so intuitive, like you said. If you have intuition and a high level of intuition, I think you can telepathically interact with dogs and animals and the cats and birds and so on. Intuitive people are more telepathic, are more sensitive. In any case, that's an idea I had throughout my life. I can communicate with animals, and therefore you have all the horse whispers. There are many movies and documentaries about people who can actually talk to animals. And you know, in a way, it's a big business, especially in California, where people pay a fortune for, I don't know if they're psychics or intuitives, but they invite people to talk to their animals.
Well, it's not just in California. I know a woman who's an, I have, when my dog Charlotte died, you never met Charlotte. One of the things that I missed about you not meeting Charlotte, but when she died that day, I talked to an animal communicator in California who let me know how she was doing, and Meredith and I have talked with a lady in Pennsylvania for a number of years. She's an animal communicator and gets right in. Meredith and I went to a week-long forum, if you will, on animal communication last year in Palm Springs. It really is part of whether you like it or you don't like it, or understand it or don't understand it. You know it, Uri, it's there.
Yeah, absolutely, and it has been proven that dogs are telepathic. Dr. Sheldrick in London made an experiment where he contacted animal dog owners, and he asked them to film them like a mile away from their house. So they installed cameras in the entrance hall, and when the owner of the dogs was a mile away, the dogs would get up and come to the door. So no doubt dogs and humans are telepathic.
Yeah, well, and the connection, I think sometimes dogs are smarter than human beings, and they're better at a lot of things, understanding what's going on. I know the dogs I've been around, when I've been in relations where there's a twist or push and pull, you watch the dogs and their reaction. They really are right on top of it. They get it. They know.
Yes.
They feel it. They sense it. So, yeah, just another way of you proving to all of us how you understand how the world really works. If you want to check out Uri's world, his website is urigeller.com, URIGELLER.com. Always enlightening and great to visit with her.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.